It's hard for an NFL player to get nostalgic about their time at training camp. Practices in pads, in the midsummer heat, day after day. A time of the season most players want nothing more than to forget. But for a member of the Minnesota Vikings, he's at a point in his career where he never takes for granted the chance to walk onto the field in Mankato.
The number of times I've been here and days I've spent, you know, in total, you know, in Mankato in my 11 seasons, you know, typically between 2 and 3 weeks a year. You take that times 11, you get quite a few weeks. So, you know, it's been awesome. I mean, they've been so good. They're always so good to us coming down here. The fans are relentless every day, no matter the heat, no matter the conditions they're out here. And we're so appreciative of those players. I mean, it makes it so much better having a crowd to come practice for. You know, we go back to Winter Park and we're out there by ourselves and it gets lonely every once in a while. So it's nice to be out here, you know, with amongst the fans and signing autographs and meeting people. And there's so many great connections I've made over my 11 years coming to Mankato, and it's been great.
Back for his 11th NFL training camp at Minnesota State Mankato, this year is extra special for Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway. After re-signing a one-year contract this offseason, Greenway knows the career is winding down and is savoring every moment of his training camp experience.
I'll regret not enjoying the experience. You know, sometimes you come down here, you just kind of wallow through it and try to get through it as much as you can just because it's such a grind at times. But knowing and appreciating it could be my last one. And just trying to experience it and take it all in, I think, is just is part of the enjoyment of it. You know, it's part of the process of our season and the grind that is the NFL and what it takes to be here and to stay here and to be a part of a team and organization for as long as I have been. And, you know, I think I look back and also be able to, you know, give those experiences to my kids and what it was like and you know, just how much fun it was.
Ranking fourth in tackles in team history, Greenway's impact has been felt throughout the Vikings defense for the past decade. A Midwest kid who followed his dream of playing football and gives it everything he has every day. But his impact goes well beyond the statistics and performances in the field. He's the team leader and the player providing the experience and wisdom to his younger teammates.
Chad is, you know, a tremendous football player and has done a lot for this organization, not only on the field, his leadership in the locker room, but what he does off the field with his charity and, you know, how he represents our organization. And when Chad Greenway's out there, you know, and he's doing his charitable work or he's out there, you know, representing the Minnesota Vikings, that's the picture we want to have of our organization.
He's always the first one to every drill we do. You know, he's always spunky and always comes with a smile on his face. And I definitely, you know, see that as a mentor for me right now. You know, I don't think he knows it, but, you know, I'm always paying attention to what he does and how he does things because, I mean, he's played a long time and I definitely idolize that.
No matter the track of life that I took or that chose me, I always wanted to kind of be enthusiastic about it, you know, be positive about what was going on, have a great attitude, always give full effort. The things that I can control that take no talent, sometimes are the hard things to do, especially at the highest level of sports. So to me, that was always something that could separate myself from other people, especially the enthusiasm factor and just always being positive and come with a great attitude and being a part of something that was bigger than yourself and the dream you have as a little kid and the hopes that you make it this far and become an NFL player is one thing to achieve that, but then another thing to stay here and then become something greater than just a player. You know, I think our foundation plays a part in that, you know, immersing ourselves in the community, being a team captain, a team leader is part of that. But also just, you know, prioritizing your life and living the right way and doing the right things and always working hard and being on time. And those small things are things that were built in me as a kid on the farm that also enhanced at the University of Iowa under Coach Ferentz. They were priorities, and I've just kept them as I've gotten older.
Spending a day on the football field in the summer heat in Mankato, the same drills, practices, and workouts day after day, meetings and film, day and night, nothing any player ever dreams about when growing up. But there's no doubt one Viking is making this a training camp you will forever remember. Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink, get insight from the general manager and head coach on the many position battles in training camp and why the players are making sure they do everything they can to impress. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.